A candidate in Carrollton City Council's Ward 2 race this November is being asked to defend her residency in said ward during a hearing to be held next Tuesday. Jenna Blair telling WLBB Radio this week that she was notified by the city there were questions regarding her place of residence based on where she claims her homestead exemption. Blair said she claims the exemption at the address of her home-based business at 134 West Center Street, which is in Ward 4. However, she says for the last 7 years, she has lived with her partner on a property within Ward 2. Blair says when the Ward 2 seat became vacant this year, she asked an elections official what would need to be done for her to qualify to run for replacing Rory Wojcik.
She said all I would need to do is change my voter registration to the home that is listed in my partner's name. And so I filled out the paperwork. A month or so later, I got my new voter registration card. I went in and qualified on August 23rd at City Hall for Ward 2 to run for that. Then was not notified until last Wednesday that there was any question about my candidacy.
Blair's hearing was initially scheduled for this Friday. However, she is currently out of state caring for an ailing family member. The city on Monday agreed to postpone her hearing until next Tuesday, the day after she is expected to return home. Blair is one of three candidates seeking election to the Ward 2 City Council seat. A 20-year-old Carrollton man facing a public indecency charge after deputies say he was found taking a nap on someone else's porch and he was sans pants. Deputy Josh Lambert responded to the call from a White Oak Court address early morning Sunday. The 50-year-old resident inside reported that an unfamiliar male subject appeared to be sleeping on his front porch. Deputy Lambert found the male subject, not wearing any pants or undergarments, sleeping in a rocking chair. He woke the man, asked him what he was doing on the porch. According to Lambert, the male responded, "I don't answer questions." Lambert then asked the male's name and received the same response. Investigators discovered the man's wallet, shoes, and hat laying in the roadway three houses down the street. They found his pants as well. They used the driver's license inside of the wallet to identify the man. The suspect dressed himself after being asked to do so by deputies before he was taken to the Carroll County Jail. He was released from jail after meeting a $3,500 bond. A 55-year-old homeless man is behind bars in Carroll County after deputies say he showed a handgun and demanded money from cashiers at the Raceway store on Old Airport Road last week. According to Carroll County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey, an older black male approached the two clerks around 9:50 p.m. He allegedly brandished a handgun and demanded money from the cash drawers, then instructed the clerks to the back of the store while he made his escape. No customers were inside the store at the time of the robbery and no one was injured. The clerks telling investigators they recognized the armed robber as a homeless man that panhandles money in the area, but they were unclear on his name. Investigator Barry Buchanan then used dispatch records to narrow down a list of panhandlers in the area over the last 6 months that had law enforcement contact, and one individual matched the physical description provided by the victims. He was identified as Jeffrey Fitz Clemens. Investigators were able to locate the suspect, take him into custody without incident. Clemens is currently charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 1 count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Well, most Temple residents will not pay higher property taxes this year, but they can expect to see a slight increase in their water bill in the coming months. Temple currently purchases municipal water from the Carroll County Water Authority, which is raising its water rates in December by 20 cents to $2.23 per unit or $2.98 per 100 gallons. City Manager Bill Osborne addressing City Council on Monday.
This was not surprising. As you know, the Water Authority had adopted a 5-year plan and said they would be coming each year with an increase in rates.
Temple City Council will likely decide a new rate for residential customers in October, whether it will be a direct increase of 20 cents or if the city will raise the rates slightly more to ensure the water and sewer enterprise funds remain in the black. New rates are expected to appear on the December 2019 billing cycle. Well, changes in state law this year dealing with motor vehicles passing stopped school buses have confused some drivers the past few years. 2 years ago, the Georgia legislature passing a new law allowing drivers to pass buses on roads that were divided by a turn lane. Now, this year, that law was reversed. Carroll County Schools Director of Transportation Bruce Tideback wants to remind drivers of the correct protocol when a bus flashes its lights and stops.
As the bus is coming to a stop, we try to at least 200 feet before the stop put on our yellow flashers. Yellow means we're about to make a stop to pick up children. If you're on a 2-lane road, all traffic must stop coming towards the bus and to the bus. Again, I repeat, stop once that stop arm comes out. If you have a turn lane in the middle of the road, all traffic must stop again. Treat it just like a two-lane road. If you have a physical barrier between, again, rock, dirt, grass, curbing, a wall of some type, traffic that is coming opposite a bus does not have to stop.
Tied it back on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program.
We also ask that cars that come from behind us to allow at least a car length distance behind the bus because there's an emergency exit back there and we want to be able to get out.
Tied it back also discusses bus driver training requirements during that interview, which is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. And the old Van Wert Street wooden bridge in Buchanan was demolished on Monday. Norfolk Southern earlier this year claimed the historic structure, which crossed over the railroad, was in the way of the company transporting taller cars through the area. There were also concerns that the 80-year-old bridge was unsafe. The initial threat of removal had led to protests from nearby residents. Over the summer, they had cited concerns over losing a route to the Buchanan schools, also sentimental and historic reasons to save it. I'm Colin Worthington.